Last night at 11:30 at night, there was a miracle shefa min hashamayim. About 8 trays of well-done potato latkes ended up on the hefker table with a dozen bottles of soda, orange juice, applesauce, and about 2 large full trays of donuts. So a lot of shefa min hashamayim. And in general, Chanukah and this yeshiva and other yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael usually means you get a lot more sachar pesiyot for carrying a few extra pounds to shul every day from the weight that you gained. So, Baruch Hashem, we're mekayim it, mehidur rav, mehadrin and a mehadrin, and Baruch Hashem. But this whole idea of ribuy seudot, of having extra seudot, as the rabbi mentioned a few minutes ago, is totally not necessary. There is no chiyuv to have a seudah on Chanukah. There's a machloket about if it is or not. We hold in Shulchan Aruch that it is not. Ribui Seudot or Seudot HaRishut. It's like having a donut on a Monday, and then having a donut on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You had a donut every single day? Shkoyach? Okay, if you like to go to Dunkin' every day, so that's the type of person that you are. For some reason, we get away with doing it for a whole week every year, and nobody thinks that we're fat. Nobody thinks that it's a bad idea. But that's really how we could look at it, Mitam HaLacha. Except, there's a way out. There's a way out. The Rama tells us from the Mordechai, from the Maharam Rutenberg, that if you have Direi Torah, Shirov Tishpachot, that changes the whole game. It goes from being all about my boich, as some would say across the street, about my stomach, to being about the Ribono Shel Olam and celebrating the miracles and Yisimi Niflaot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in the times of the Chashmonaim. And Baruch Hashem, we have Shoval, who sings a lot, Baruch Hashem. So even during the week, we have a regular week. So we have Sudot HaRashut, we have Sudot Mitzvah, and we have Dibrei Torah, also Baruch Hashem. But behold, this is very interesting. Jokes aside, and just humor aside, whatever, if you find what I say funny or not, okay? Either way. But all of that aside, why is there no Sudah? There's no Chiyuv Sudah on Chanukah. On Purim, all of a sudden, there is a Chiyuv Sudah. But on Chanukah, there is not. There's numerous answers given to this question. The Levush is famous for saying, Purim was a physical redemption. We were going to be killed. So we celebrate with food and festivities in the physical way. And Chanukah, they didn't necessarily want to kill us. They just wanted to kill our souls. So we celebrate with our souls with Halel and Hoda'ah for the Nisim v'Nifla'ot. So there's some debate whether the Levush is correct or not. But Reb Chaim David HaLevi has a beautiful answer I saw in the footnotes in Mekor Chaim. Reb Chaim David HaLevi, the former chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, says beautifully that on Purim, the entire nation was going to be annihilated. And the entire nation got up together and they fought the Achdut. So they celebrate together also. They have a feast together. On Chanukah, everybody gave in. Everybody gave in to the spiritual genocide of the Jewish people. The only people who didn't were the Chashmonaim. How are they going to celebrate with everybody? There was no Achdut. There was such a disparity between this little group of people and the entire nation that was not interested in fighting, that was not interested in standing up for Torah and Mitzvot. It's not appropriate, the lack of Achdut, to be trying to attempting to celebrate something that which is not. I thought that's very beautiful in how that's what Chanukah could be. But if you have Dibrei Shiav, Dibrei Torah, you need to have someone to tell it to. You get some achdut, find a random guy in the street, tell him a vart and give him a donut, not just the person who's of the same skin color of you in the Beit Midrash, but someone in the calf, or at a chagiga, or at a shir misiba, whatever it is, that can transform the opportunity for only halal and hoda'a to an opportunity for tremendous achdut. Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim, it's very poignantly said one time in shir, and he probably says every single year, is that in 1967, when he was a chayal, when he was learning Parat Yosef in 1967, he was in Miluim, he remembers so vividly how everyone was in such terror of Abdul Nasser and the fear that Medinat Yisrael would be annihilated. Everyone was in such terror. And he remembers how Hatzadik Levi Eshkol, the Prime Minister, Zichrono Levracha, Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim always says, He would get on the radio, mechazek everybody, and there was just a tangible, palpable sense of achdut in the entire Klal Yisrael. Hayom b'yamenu, Medina Yisrael does very well at war, so there's no achdut. Everybody's whatever. But Rav Chaim likes to point out to the the Yerushalmi that says that David HaMelech, when he would go to war, there would be numerous casualties. But when Achav who did avodah zarah and burned Sifrei Torah and did all these terrible averot, when Achav went to war, not a single person died. because there was achdut in Klal Yisrael. They had a basic fundamental thing of unity. Whereas in David HaMelech's time, there was always fighting. So they died when they went to war. The sense of achdut is what keeps us safe when we're faced with adversity, whether it be spiritual or physical. So one of the messages to take with us is that, yeah, there's no mitzvah seuda on Chanukah, but we can make one. We have to find the opportunities to make them. So it's something to keep in mind from Rav Chaim David HaLevi, why we don't have a mitzvah seuda on Chanukah, and Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim is how we can every single day, whatever we're faced with, succeed and not falter if we make sure to stay together. Chanukah Sameach.